Hey, I'm Mark Mathis, and this is the 1 Minute Marketer. You know, I was just thinking, are you going to speed up my podcast? I love the phrase speed thrills. We understand that phrase for roller coasters, but we also experience thrills when we get something faster than you expected. Speed also kills. Working too fast produces errors and less depth of analysis or simmering time. You can't speed up a great souffle. Sometimes speed in media is just downright nasty. TBS is speeding up Seinfeld reruns by more than 7% to squeeze 1 to 2 more minutes of commercials in each episode. I don't think cord cutters are canning TBS because there are too few commercials. There is a proper amount of commercials for a 30-minute show. Adding 2 more minutes and speeding up the show will ruin the pacing, the tension, and the artistry of the program. Speed kills, and it's just not worth it. Yet notice on your podcast player, there is the ability to speed up a podcast by 2 to 3 times the speed. And this feature does not make chipmunks of the podcasters. People who listen to podcasts sped up are called podfasters. Some apps even remove the dead space in podcasts, in between the words, to ring out any silence and collapse the podcast by 10 to 20%. I'm an avid podcast listener. You can't read on a bike, so I like to listen. And I find the sped-up versions destroy the art of timing. It just doesn't feel right. And I begin to listen to the speed more than I do the words and the meaning. In this case, speed kills again. I may get to listen to more podcasts, but what's the point if I miss the artistry of the audio, the production values, or the cadence of the words? However, some researchers believe that podfasters are less likely to skip ads in the fast mode. Podcasts need sponsors and advertisers to survive, and advertisers need the audience to provide information about their products and services. And so the debate continues. Speed thrills and speed kills. It's finding the balance that is important in all things. That is the 1 Minute Marketer. My special thanks to audio engineer Bill Klaproth. If you like this marketing thinking and strategy, reach out to us at amperagemarketing.com. We will move your needle.